For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to One Hit Wonders. Dear One Hit Wonders, seriously, who goes to see a One Hit Wonder in concert? I gotta imagine the Baja men aren't doing a lot of 2-hour shows. They're probably playing after a minor league baseball game where they do Who Let the Dogs Out once while people walk by to get to their cars in the parking lot to go home for the night. You gotta know that Eddie Grant isn't starting his concert with Electric Avenue. If he did, there'd be the biggest traffic jam in the world of people trying to get out to the parking lot to get to their car. So if doors open at 7, Eddie goes on at 8, he probably plays for an hour, so I'd say show up about 8:50, and you could probably just leave your car running. Also, don't be the person that goes to see a one-hit wonder and keeps yelling them to play their one-hit song. They know why you're there. In fact, they know why everyone is there. You standing in the front row at a Los Del Rio show yelling over and over for them to play the Macarena song isn't going to happen before the final song. I imagine you're the same person that goes to watch golf live, and when the guy hits his tee shot from a par 5 hole, you yell, "Get in the hole!" It's a par 5, you jackass. It doesn't matter how much you yell. He's not going to get a hole in one from there. There's only two ways I'd go see a one-hit wonder in concert. If there was 20 one-hit wonders that are all on tour together and they came out one by one, did their one song, then left the stage, and the next one came out, and so on and so on. Or if, say, like Chumbawamba just played Tub Thumping over and over again for like 3 hours straight, and people could just come and go as they please. One more time! No, I've heard it 5 times in a row. I'm leaving now. So this is it. This is your life now. State fairs and cruise ships with a bunch of other one-hit wonders. Congratulations, you did what you set out to do, write a hit song. Unfortunately, that's it. No more hit songs ever came after that. So now you're sharing a cabin with those two Scottish twin brothers from The Proclaimers, and every question you ask them, they just answer with, "But I would walk 5, all right, we get it." Listen, if you think you're something special, but you're only known for doing one thing over and over again in your life, whether it be a hit song or anything else, eventually you're going to get into an argument with someone and they're going to tell you to go smash your fruit in the hall. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to One Hit Wonders.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.